JK Tales presents Heidi. Episode 2. Heidi meets her grandfather.
Recap. I, Heidi, will give you the recap of the earlier episode. I was brought up by my aunt, Date, after my real mother's death. As opportunities paved her way, Aunt Date decided to leave me with my grandfather, who lives in a beautiful valley. Friends, now let's get into the continuation of my story.
Heidi was enjoying watching the goats and the boy who led them. She struggled to keep up with him as he sprang from one rock to another. The layers of clothing she had on prevented her from getting close enough to speak to him. All at once, Heidi sat herself down on the ground and began pulling off her shoes and stockings as fast as her little fingers could move. When this was done, she unwound the red shawl and threw it off. Then she took off her coat too. There was still another one underneath to unfasten. She was now wearing only a little slip that she had started out with this morning. She put all her clothes together in a tidy little heap and then went jumping and climbing after Peter and the goats. Peter had barely noticed the girl. Heidi questioned him on everything from the goats' homes to how many there were. She had lost herself in her talking when she arrived to spot where Date stood.
Heidi, what have you been doing? What a sight you have made of yourself. And where are your two coats and the red shawl? And the new shoes I bought and the new stockings I knitted for you? Everything is gone. Not a thing left. What were you thinking, Heidi? Where are all your clothes?
Down there,
answered Heidi. Date followed the direction of her finger. The pile had spot of red on top of it, which she knew had to be the shawl.
You rotten little thing. What could have made you do something like that?
I don't want these clothes anymore. Take them off with you,
answered the child. Aunt Date was red with anger.
Who is going all that way down to get them? Peter, you go off and fetch them for me as quickly as you can.
She gave him a coin for his quickness after he brought the clothes. The young boy followed Date and Heidi on the final part of their climb. After almost an hour, they reached Heidi's grandfather's hut, which stood on a cliff where every ray of sun could rest upon it. An old man was sitting outside the hut, watching the three people came towards him. He waited patiently for them to speak first.
Good evening, grandfather.
The young girl was not shy with her words.
What is the meaning of this?
Her grandfather asked gruffly. He gave the child an abrupt shake of the hand and looked at her from under his bushy eyebrows. The grandfather had a long beard and thick gray eyebrows that grew together over his nose.
I wish you good day. I have brought you Tobias and Adelheid's child. You probably don't recognize her,
said Date when she and Peter finally reached the old man.
What has she got to do with me? And you, boy, be off with your goats.
The child is here to stay with you. I have done my duty by taking care of her over the last 4 years. Now it is your time.
He looked at her with a flash in his eyes.
And when the child begins to cry after you leave, as they do when they miss homes and mothers, what am I supposed to do with her then?
That's your problem. I've put up with her as a crying baby when her real mother died. It was hard enough to take care of my mother and myself. Now I have the chance to go out and be on my own. You are her nearest relative. You are the in charge,
snarled Date. Heidi's grandfather did not like the way Date spoke. Date felt ashamed and embarrassed as grandfather kicked her out of his house.
Goodbye to you then. And to you too, Heidi.
Bye. Will you come back at any time to see me?
Asked Heidi. Date ran with tears in her eyes and never gave an answer. We'll continue. Episodes are released every Tuesday and Friday. Stay tuned to JK Tales. JK Tales now has its official Instagram page. Follow us at jktales.enjoy. Thank you. You can find us at jkstories.enjoy@gmail.com.